Forget your troubles! Come on, get flabby! Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast!
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Well, we'll get to while you, I can't believe you've done this to us.
Well, I didn't do anything.
We're stuck here in customs. The only thing that they'll let through is our booth.
Is that how you want to start the show?
No.
Screaming at me?
I'm not screaming.
Let me take it back for the listeners here for a moment.
You'll know what I'm screaming, man.
Listeners, we are here in the customs office. Not all of our luggage has went through customs yet. We are being detained for a slight bit of time, mainly because of some magic supplies that I have.
I told you, who needs that?
We don't. I need it.
We know how your tricks are going to end.
Amazingly. How do we know when somebody doesn't want to see a magic trick?
I don't know.
Illusion. So
people would rather hear a beautiful voice, hear a song in the wind.
Make it disappear. Anyway, I have
how
some...
How many roads must a man walk down? Yeah.
Anyway.
Before
I knew
you
it.
Call him a man. All right, go ahead. Go!
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
So, after...
I don't know if you're sure or not.
After... I don't even know what I was saying anymore. I've got some magic props back there that they are holding in customs.
Oh.
Because I won't explain why there are certain trapdoors and things.
Kendall,
and
just explain
I think we're smuggling
them.
Things, I believe.
Just explain the magic tricks to them.
I'm not explaining that. You don't... A magician doesn't reveal his secrets.
That guy did on all those...
What
specials.
Guy? Yeah,
on Fox.
And he was hunted and almost murdered.
The masked magician.
People hated him. They almost killed him.
Did they hate him?
Yes,
they didn't like
I've
that.
Had conversations with other magicians about him.
That almost killed him?
That wanted him dead.
Did they know who he was?
Yes. He revealed who he was.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He's a Spanish magician, I believe.
Oh.
Not giving away those tricks.
Oh, okay. You don't want him to be that guy.
Nope.
The magic Benedict Arnold.
I can't be on the run forever.
Can't be. We may be on this Rye tour forever, but that's because the world needs to know about Rye.
What the world needs now is Rye, sweet Rye.
It's the only thing.
The world needs a little love.
See, I was going to let you rhyme that shit since you started that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
We're talking about running and walking, Cliff. Mm. Like the listeners are running and walking away from this show as we speak.
Maybe they're exercising. Listeners, are you exercising as you listen?
I hope so. You know I'm a runner, Cliff.
Yeah.
When I'm being chased.
Table runner.
When I'm being chased.
When you're being chased.
But, you know, there's a good reason that we don't run a lot or walk.
Fat. Obesity.
No, that's the
we're
bad
too
reason.
Fat.
The good reason is that, you know, you're 36 times more likely to be killed walking than driving in a car. So, don't do it.
So, don't walk in a car.
Get in your car. No, walking. Never mind.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
When you said 36, that's when I stopped and started thinking about other things. But anyway, Kendall, I don't know. Walking and running, when I think about it, I have no walking or running memories of my own. But
damn it. Then my next question, what was your favorite walking or running memory?
But I've heard it said from our writers. They said walking is good medicine. It could improve your blood pressure and your blood sugar.
Amen.
My blood sugar is like the milk at the bottom of your Fruit Loops bowl. After you've eaten all the Fruit Loops, it's just like that really sweet, sweet, sugary milk.
Mm.
That's my blood sugar.
Do you know, sorry to derail the comments here,
Kendall,
but
do you know?
When I was in New York, I went to a restaurant, like an ice cream place.
Yeah.
That was called, like, it was called Milk. And they had cereal milkshakes. They used, like, a milk that tasted like the milk from cereal. Anyway, it was amazing. You loved it.
You had it. It was good.
Oh, God. It was so good.
All right.
Had it two nights in a row.
Uh-oh. Kendall, did you know a lunchtime walk can make you more productive?
Bullshit. Did you know that for a 150-pound person, which is not even close to us...
Maybe that's like half of us.
Would have to walk... Well, okay, so let's just double everything. We'd have to walk 4 miles an hour, so 8 miles an hour for 96 minutes to burn off a 420-calorie donut.
I can't even comprehend.
That's 6 miles. You have to walk 6 miles for one donut.
Oh, God. I don't do that in a year.
I know.
What terrible news.
I know. That's why I'm here to tell you terrible news.
Oh, bad news. Did you preface that with bad news?
Oh, I didn't. We need a bad news segment.
Next time. No, we need to focus on the positive. Okay. Accentuate the positive. Kendall, on average, a person would need to walk 7 hours to burn off a supersized Coke, fries, and Big Mac.
That shit.
So remember, after you eat dinner tonight, you have to walk all day tomorrow.
That's why I just decided not to eat. So, and you know, a person actually essentially burns the same amount of calories whether they're running or walking. Running just gets you to the destination faster.
What a bitch.
Don't run.
Don't run.
I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Oh, no.
What happened, Mr.
Oh, the customs agent. Oh, no.
Do you know, dear, that he's accusing me of smuggling doilies in through my suitcase?
Oh, no. Those doilies are legal. Why can't we?
That's what I told him, too. They're duty-free doilies that I've collected over many years.
Oh, dear. Please don't say duty on there.
I think she was saying a different kind of duty. And she meant like tax-free, right?
Oh, you gave me a good laugh. It's not
fun. Isn't that what duty-free is, tax-free?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Tax-free.
Oh, dear. I hope they don't...
You're the one bringing up duty.
Oh, dear. I hope they don't abscond with all of your very priceless doilies.
They better not lay a hand on my doilies.
Oh, no. I'll tell them what for.
In fact, I think I'm going to give them a piece of my mind right now again.
Oh, I'll back you up, dear.
Officer!
Officer!
Excuse me, dear.
She's got something to say.
When he said, I'll give you what for, it just reminded me of our old Watkins College newsletter.
Yep.
The what for. Sorry. Yeah. He had no way of knowing.
My only sadness in life is that we never started a four-part quartet called What For.
Kendall, there's still time.
There's still time. We still have time in our life.
Proof positive, there are still dreams left to dream.
Well, you know what I would do, Cliff?
What would I do?
I'll tell you what I'd do. No, I've got...
Dream.
Okay, I got a question for you, Cliff. What would I do, if you will?
The impossible dream.
You have gone to a fancy, wonderful, nice restaurant.
All right, I'm really going to put myself into it and tell you exactly what I would do. I may make it just last so long because I'm going to really get in there like I'm a method actor, like I'm Shelley Winters.
All right, you're going to regret it.
Oh, shit.
So we're at a really nice, fancy restaurant that Mr. Nadebaum's taking us to. And you have ordered the cream-filled donuts, which you've already decided you're going to walk 20 hours later to walk off. Just then, the waiter comes out and he says, I'm so sorry, we've made a huge mistake. Your donut got filled with the frog poop instead of the cream filling. What do you do?
Then I say, I hope that this dinner will be free, and I expect some coupons to come back tomorrow night to have the right thing.
Well, Cliff, I'm proud of you. You handled
that very well. It's already been eaten.
I figured you'd punch somebody in the face and spit frog poop all over them.
No, and if they, you know, if they said no refunds, that's when you get a cup.
That's wrong.
Fill it with pee. Go back.
All over the restaurant.
You go back to the kitchen.
Oh, good one.
That's going to get them shut down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kendall, what would you do? Oh, Kendall, we don't know why, but we need you to go back in time and fix some stuff.
All right, I'm your man.
Now, do you go back in time like Quantum Leap or like Bill and Ted?
Give me the phone booth. I want to know where I'm headed.
You want to go to a phone booth? You don't want to be in somebody else's body?
Well, yeah. Oh, but do I still have control on when I leap and where I go?
Sure.
Give me the body. I want some thin person. I get to.
Yeah,
leap
I want
into.
Some skin thin person. And then when I leave, they'll be full of STDs.
Like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
He acted weird for days. Got all those STDs.
Now I got this burning sensation. Yeah. Oh,
all
sorry. Right, it's your turn.
Yes, my turn. Mrs. Potter-Butter-Butter-Churn, she's standing on the edge of a large embankment about to give a great speech on rye.
Okay.
When Charles trips.
Okay.
And you know, he knocks her off. Uh-oh. And she's hanging on the edge by her favorite doily.
Uh-oh.
You are 10 feet away, but also in the middle of eating a pizza for your post-snack show. What do you do?
Well, Kendall, some people...
Shudder to ask.
Some people cannot walk and chew gum at the same time, but I can run and eat pizza at the same time. And so you run, pizza in hand, and then you run over and you help her back up.
Wrong answer.
Right answer.
You've either killed her or you've got grease all over her doily.
No.
Your hands were too greasy, Cliff. The proper answer was call 911.
No. Wrong. Kendall, all right. What would you do? I want you to really think about this. Really get into it. Quantum leap into this scenario.
All right.
Okay. You're working as a janitor in an art gallery.
I'm there.
You innocently sit a bottle of Windex on a plinth.
It sounds more like something you do immediately.
And Kendall, this Windex is mistaken for an art masterpiece.
Of course.
You are hailed as a genius, and your new art dealer needs a new piece pronto. What would you do?
Well, Cliff, I'd head on down to the cleaning section of the Home Depot and I'd pick up some other art supplies.
Oh, here's the mop.
Wait till I do 409.
Oh.
Oh, it's so meta.
Whoa.
It'll be my 409th installation.
Uh-oh.
You gave me a good idea. I'm going to get right on that.
Okay.
Because cleaning is an art form.
Sure.
Cliff, you're at the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts.
Yeah.
Cliff,
yeah.
And there's a play they're rehearsing, and I just happen to have a part in it.
Oh.
Several other actors are talking about me behind my back,
uh-huh.
and you've overheard them.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking about how they're going to carry me, quote,
uh-huh. yeah, yeah.
and drop a bucket of pig's blood on
the critical
point in the show.
That kind of carry.
What are you going to do about this?
Well, I would tell you.
Good.
I would say, hey, they're going to blood you.
That's the right answer.
And I would expect you to use your psychic powers to kill them.
Good, I will.
Okay. Kendall, think about this. Are you done with what would you do? So you don't have any more?
I'm done. I did it.
I got dozens more.
Well, you can take all day.
Yes. Yes, I am. Kendall, what would you do? You've become annoyed by Susan constantly playing old blues records by a man named Blind Jelly Whiskers. Then you find out those records are rare and are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. What would you do?
Well, I'll sell them. No, I'm kidding.
But Susan loves the blues.
I would tell Susan, I say, do you know these records are worth a whole bunch of money?
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, oh my God, no, I didn't. We could use that money. And then I would record them digitally onto my computer and sell the originals.
Oh, damn.
One day.
One day.
After we've gotten full enjoyment out of it.
Full enjoyment. All right.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd take a break.
Oh, God. I have to take a break. It's so early to take a break, but I'm going to take one anyway.
It is so early.
Don't you think it's early?
No.
We're here at the censor's office. What are we at? The customs office. We've never passed the censors.
We're 13 minutes into the show.
Hey, 13 minutes. It's listeners are fat.
Oh, what am I thinking?
I don't know.
I'm all off.
It's all right. This whole show is off because your damn magic supplies got us caught here.
Well, I drink all the flash paper stuff because they thought that was explosives.
Uh-oh.
So I think it's having a weird effect on me.
Uh-oh. Does that mean you're no longer sober if you've drank that?
No, it just means I'm a little lit.
Uh-oh, means you're lit. Nobody light anything. I hope it's nobody's birthday.
If I got some gas... Grab a lighter.
Grab a lighter. Kendall, I can only imagine.
I sound like Charles.
What our listeners must be thinking. I cannot make.
I don't want to think.
I cannot make sense of the last 10 minutes to save my life.
Why would you? Why would anybody try to make sense of that?
The jet lag, the travel, country to country, place to place.
I can't even tell you where the hell we are. I have no idea where we are.
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. I'd have to find the itinerary that's tucked back into some piece of luggage that's still being investigated.
Oh, sorry, that's in the Aztec box.
Oh, Aztec. Y'all Aztec. Your box. All right, now I got. It's still early, but I really got to take a break.
Now we need to take a break.
Okay, good.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, boys, you're not taking a break this early.
Yes, are
you, boys?
Darling!
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Here comes Google, the Kraft Peanut is a prize.
This is cool peanut spread from Kraft. It not only tastes like peanuts, it comes in flavors. And chocolate, vanilla, banana, and cinnamon. Kugel spread's creamy smooth, too. And it's delicious on bread or crackers or almost anything.
And it doesn't make my mouth stick together.
You'll love Kugel, the Kraft Peanut is a prize.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back. You know, it's custom around this time of the show, too.
Customary.
We're in customs.
We're still here. We're still here. Good times and bum times. I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here.
We are still here, and unfortunately, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn has been handcuffed.
Oh, no, she was just so up in arms about those doilies, about what was going on. She didn't know. And so they...
Really angry.
And she started beating on the door of the office. Just mm-hmm. She was just in it. You know, people get it. I mean, certainly we've all been there. We've all been hard drive throwing mad. This is just, she just was today. And so they put her in handcuffs, but they have released her to Mr. Snowbottom's custody. Poor thing.
She's still handcuffed, though.
Oh, here they come.
Oh, dear. It'll be fine.
It's so embarrassing here.
Oh, no.
You know, this goes on my permanent record.
Never mind that. The silver in those handcuffs really sets off your eyes.
You always know the right thing to say.
You're looking incredibly lovely.
Okay. There's a big old love fest coming in the door right here. Are you okay? This is
it reminds me of a time when we did a little role play.
Here, please. We're on the air right now, dear.
I was a crusty warden, and you were
Mr. Snowbottom, we're on the air.
Oh, I didn't notice that we were on the air.
You won't even let me say duty on the air.
Oh, boy. Please don't say duty on the air.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what is... we're back from the break. I still don't know what's happening.
I don't either. I think that fluid stuff is getting to me, though.
I think... Oh, they're waving me? They're waving me over to the customs office? Uh-oh. They must have found something in my bag.
You can't leave.
Wait, I have to go. There's something in my bag.
Mrs. Butterbutter, where is...
What has she got in his bag? Something terrible? Is she going to go to prison forever, bud?
I thought all he carried in his bag were stickers of Jake Gyllenhaal in that coloring book.
Is that legal in this country, bud?
Probably not.
I don't know where we are.
I'll tell you. I don't know what's legal and what's not.
Dear, do you remember what country we're in, dear?
No, dear. All I want is my doilies. I will remember, though, and they will for sure be sadly...
Oh, Sugar Lump.
I can't even speak.
Don't worry, Sugar Lump. It's going to be fine.
You better calm down, Mrs. Bottom. I'm sure they're looking over this way again.
Calm down. Do your breathing exercises.
That's right, dear. I don't understand. Doesn't Charles have, like, an AK-47? He got straight through the customs.
He's been outside. He went to the Burger King and back.
He's twice.
They let me come back in. Sorry. I saw
I didn't even realize you were here.
I saw him because he was right there. I passed through. He's got a big bag of Burger King. He's got a Burger King crown on.
I was just saying he had an AK-47. He went straight through customs.
Well, no, listen, we don't know what he had. But they had some questions for me because I had the first season of I Love Lucy, and they saw it in X-ray, and they thought that the discs were maybe like razor circles to be thrown.
Well, they didn't find your Jake Gyllenhaal stickers, did they?
Oh, they. I hope if they do, that they let them alone.
Leave them my hell alone. Why, shit.
Get away
the hell from my sticker.
What are you talking about? Dear, are they making any sense to you, dear?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, dear. I've lost my all senses, dear.
Come along, sugar lump. I think we need a snack from the vending machine.
Oh, dear, that's quite right. I am feeling a little woozy.
Oh, I hope I have a payday.
What is the segment we're supposed to do?
Host match.
All right, host match. It's time for host match.
Woo!
Now, the object of host match is for us to match.
Oh! Thank you for explaining it.
Let me repeat that. The object of host match is for us to match.
Changes everything. Give a good...
So, all right, Kendra, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready to match?
Let's do it.
All right. Freddie the fisherman's life partner said, "My partner is disgusting. He insists on cleaning and gutting fish in the blank."
All right, one, two, three. The
naked.
Kitchen.
Naked.
You said in the blank?
In the nude.
In the naked.
In the naked.
Okay. All right.
Is that why guys don't like it when I say meet me in the naked?
That's your problem.
All right. Now I know. All right. Kendall, here we go.
Here we go.
Stupid Stewart.
Oh, God.
So stupid. When he planned his romantic dinner, instead of a centerpiece in the middle of the table, he put a blank.
One, two, three. A dildo. Did you? No, you were not going to say that.
No, really. You counted to three so fast, I had no time to come up with my own.
Well, that's the way to match them. Dildo it is.
Dildo. I don't know. Let's send that one away to the judges, see what they say.
What does the Peabody Commission say?
Oh, man. Did that lose us the Peabody right there? That's it. Because they'll say the show's rigged. Kendall, Mean Mary was so mean.
Oh, I know. How mean was she?
She used a steamroller and flattened her husband and used him as a blank.
Shit. What the f***? One, two, three. A blanket.
Poster on the wall.
Well, a poster that she can curl up with.
Sure. You can curl up with a flat poster. Why not? Where are we? The Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Oh, no, we're in the customs office. I forgot. Speaking of offices, at the Consumer Reports office, the head tester said, "This was a great day at work. All morning we tested beer, and all afternoon we tested blank."
One, two, three.
Pizza. Condom.
Oh. Sounds a little cleaner.
A little cleaner. Keep it clean there, Kendall.
Trying to.
Thank you. From me and the listeners, and all of us here at Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It's all me.
Thank you. Finally, Kendall.
Oh, God, finally.
Remember, the object is to match. Have we matched any except for that one that the judges threw out?
We matched dildo.
Our dildos match. Kendall, at the Busheltown old folks' home, two oldsters got hitched. They were so old, they didn't leave the church in a limo. They left in a blank.
Okay, one, two, three. A Model T Ford.
Old people mobile.
Same thing.
Same thing.
We win.
That's a match. That's a host match.
That's a match.
When you're talking host match
and you say the same pretty much thing, that's a match.
When you're singing host match. Life is a song.
Life is always a song for you, Cliff.
It's a song. What's next?
It's a melancholy song. Cliff, next
come
is...
Come to me, my melancholy Kendall.
I'll tell you what's next, Cliff.
All right.
It's time for things you should know.
Oh, no.
The game show that makes you feel dumb.
Oh, no.
Now here's your dumb host. Cliff and Kendall. Where am I? Oh, I wrote in the bag right here. Thought I left him in customs.
I thought they had gotten caught in customs,
Kendall. Caught in customs, Kendall. Oh. All right, Cliff. What river does the Hoover Dam dam?
Hoover River.
The Hoover? No, the Colorado River.
Oh.
You knew that.
Of course I did.
You're too busy looking over there at what's going on at the customs.
Well, they're starting to take off those handcuffs. From Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Yeah, but those are magic handcuffs.
Oh, why would they have them?
They were looking through them.
Oh.
They must have accidentally switched them.
What an accident. All right, Kendall. What jazz musician got his nickname by shortening Satchel Mouth?
That few satchel bags?
Yes. That's him. Who's really, who were they called? Satchmo?
I did know that.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah. Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
I'm glad you picked that one.
I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself.
What is the most common street name in America?
Main Street.
No,
First Avenue.
I thought it was going to be Main too, but it was Park.
Park. Not for long. We're going to pave all those parks.
Pave them up.
Pave them. Kendall, what common allergens are... Ooh, watch out, kids. Kids may want to leave the room for this one. What common allergens are the male sex cells of plants?
Pistol.
Oh, now you...
Damon.
Filthy.
It's Damon.
Filthy. It's still filthy and wrong second time. Pollen.
Oh.
So every time you breathe it in, you're breathing in male sex cells.
Male sex cells. Like a golden shower.
It's basically a plant golden shower.
All right, Cliff. Capitalization problem. What U.S. state was an independent republic?
Louisiana.
No. Way stupider.
Alaska.
Texas. Sorry, not that stupid. Texas.
Okay. Kendall, what train took Gladys Knight and the Pips to number one?
Is that the midnight train to Georgia?
They're leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on a midnight train to Georgia.
I'd rather live in Cliff's and Kendall's world than live without them.
His and hers alone. Love it. All right, Cliff. What are the residents of the island of Lesbos called?
Lesbians.
No. Lesbonians.
Lesbonians.
I mean Lesbosians. All right, I messed that one up.
Oh, God. Kendall, you've lost all credibility.
See, here I thought I was going to ask that question, and you would say lesbians. I'm like, see, you said lesbians, and I said Lesbonians.
Lesbonians.
Ruined it.
I'll never forget when Ellen DeGeneres came out as a Lesbonian. Kendall, what energy source powered a locomotive for the first time way back in 1879?
Steam.
No. Electricity.
Powered a what?
A train.
Really?
Something. Yeah, a locomotive.
Well, bust my biscuits.
Uh-huh.
Woo-hoo!
The locomotion with me. I can't remember. Do you remember how that song goes?
Come on, everybody. Baby, move the dance now. Come on, baby.
To the locomotion. I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now. Come on, baby. Do the locomotion. Then I said, do it with ease. Your little baby sister.
Come on, do the locomotion with me.
You got to swing your hips now.
Oh, Cliff, you broke something.
Come on, baby.
Don't really swing your hips.
See, how did that start, though?
Come on, no.
Yeah, it does start.
Come on, everybody, and do the dance now.
See, and I get that confused with calling out around the world. Are you ready for a brand new beat?
Yes.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
I was like, something doesn't sound right. Come on back. Okay.
do the
locomotion. And we've regressed into 20 minutes of locomotion singing.
Isn't that? That's a good song. That song should have a comeback.
We should have sang that when we're on that train.
Well, damn it. Next train we're on, we're going to sing
okay.
it. Next.
Oh, we just got off a train.
Next talent show we sign up for.
We're going to
sing locomotion. We're going to do.
We're going to do the locomotion.
Train motions with our hands.
I love it.
Maybe we can do a mashup with the Midnight Train to Georgia and have Mr. Snodbottom, ooh, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turner as our pips. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I love it.
Uh-oh. Quip, what is that they're bringing out?
Oh, no. What is it?
Oh, that looks like a big crate with my magic stuff in it. I think that is cleared customs.
You think it's cleared customs finally? Thank God.
But where are the doilies?
Uh-oh. Oh, she's getting mad. Uh-oh, the handcuffs are back out.
They're back on.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Hopefully we'll be out of this jam soon. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, what did she do?
Jim, standing strong.
Well, what did she do? I didn't even look. Kendall was in here talking about something, and I don't know what's going on.
Only doing a show.
Oh, boss. She's just so upset about those doilies, and it seems a few of them were folded incorrectly when they were handed to her. Oh, no.
No.
All right, well.
That guy doesn't even know what's coming his way yet.
I know. All right, well, you go give her our best, and we'll be done.
And we'll, we are done, actually. But I just have a quote for you. If you fall behind, run faster. Never give up, never surrender, and rise up against the odds. And that was Jesse Jackson that said that. Not sure it fits in our case, but...
I don't know if it does either, Kendall. I don't
know. Well, tell Mrs. Potter about a better turn, never to surrender.
I don't know. Alright, I'm about to go to sleep. Alright, I'm Cleo.
And I'm gonna, we'll see you here next... Not here. Somewhere else.
Kendall says, "Don't surrender." You said, "Don't surrender."
I said, "Don't surrender."
Don't surrender.
Surrender! I will never surrender.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Where?
Everybody, where, and skate.